WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning. Coming up later on in this hour, we will have our Gen X Files report for today. We will also have your first crack at a McGraw's porch sampler, because we're going to have our very first brain freeze question of the week as part of that. And I know it's a good question, because during the news break, I walked over to Fun 107 and I asked Michael Rock and Gazelle if they knew the answer to the question. And it did. Neither one of them did. It took a little while for us to get there. I had to give them some hints. So it's a good question. So that should be a fun one. Music related too, by the way. Music of the 90s related. So also, speaking of music, I was making a coffee during the news, and I heard this music playing, and I was like, "Where is that coming from? It's not Fun 107." And I was like, "I don't have a radio on in my office." The kitchen is kind of right behind my office, and I don't have a ceiling in my office. I just have walls that go up, and then it stops. So I was pretty sure it wasn't coming from my office, and I couldn't track it down. Then, so as I'm walking back to the studio, my office is right across from the WBSM studio. As I'm walking back, I hear it is coming from my office. It's like, what? I don't have the radio on. Totally forgot that I have not one but two smart speakers in there, because as part of my job here, both at WBSM and Fun 107, I am, once again, the digital managing editor in addition to some of my other duties, and that means that I am responsible for making sure that things like the smart speaker commands are working. So I have an Alexa and a Google Chrome to be able to check those. So if somebody sends an email and says, "I can't get my Google Chrome to work," Google Home. If I can't get my Google to work, I have to, you know, check it for myself and say, okay, well, mine's working, so maybe it's just an issue with yours. It's not, the service is down completely. So apparently one of those devices had started playing music on its own. And so I was like, "Alexa, stop." And it still kept going. So I was like, "Why isn't it stopping?" I was like, "Oh, right, because I've got the Google one too." So I was like, "Okay, Google, stop playing the music." Anyway, long story short, you can enable your smart speaker to play WBSM. So just enable the skill in your Alexa or your Google Home device, and you can make it play WBSM. So I would have been really freaked out if I walked by and was playing the Beach Boys, because then I'd been like, "Brian Wilson, is that you?" But I got an app chat question from Sketty, because she ran out of time. She wanted to ask me if the Wilsons' parents had any part in their singing. And she said, "Carney Wilson, last I know, she was working on The View. Is she still singing?" Yes. So Wilson Phillips is still performing. They've got a couple of dates coming up at casinos. And then, you know, I think they were on like one of the 90s tours last year. But this year, I guess this summer, they're just doing a handful of shows at some casinos. But yes, they're still out performing. And they sound great. And did the Wilsons' parents have any influence on their singing? Yes, actually. So Brian Wilson, from the time he was an infant, could kind of recreate melodies. And so his parents encouraged his musical inclinations. And they got him accordion lessons, and they had a piano in the house, because his father, Murray, fancied himself a songwriter. And in fact, that's some of the tension that built up over Murray and the Beach Boys with some of their early success, is that Murray wanted to be writing songs for them. Murray wanted to be a part of the group in terms of, you know, collecting a paycheck from it. I believe he was their manager for a while, and, you know, he controlled everything that was going on, but he started to want to write songs because he knew that that's where the money was in the publishing. But anyway, he did encourage his sons to be more musical, especially Brian, and almost to the point where, you know, according to Brian Wilson, he was abusive and cruel. But yes, they did foster a musical environment for their children. And speaking of children, so I know Chris was talking about this yesterday. I don't know if Barry talked about it, but I know Chris was talking about yesterday the school committee not passing a resolution that wanted to reiterate that the schools are a safe zone from immigration enforcement, that the school is going to, you know, make sure that any immigrant student, regardless of their legal status, is going to be provided an education, and that basically, you know, the schools are going to cooperate with ICE only to the guidance of Massachusetts recommendations, and that they don't, you know, they don't have to be, basically saying they don't have to be fully cooperative, that they can observe the safeguards or barriers or whatever, however you want to put it, to protect those immigrant children while they're in school or on school property. And the resolution failed because some of the school committee members had an issue with some of the language in it. And some of the school committee members felt like, you know, this is kind of already on the books. Why do we need to reiterate this? But it was introduced by Melissa Costa and supported also by Colleen DeWicke. And their argument was, you know, we need to show that we stand by this, and we need to kind of reinforce this idea. And so the school committee did not pass this resolution. They did talk about bringing it back up again in the New Bedford Light piece. So I got a call here yesterday from an 11th grade student at New Bedford High School who wanted to know if we wanted to come and cover a walkout protest that's happening next week. And I said, well, you know, it's in the middle of the day. It's at 12 p.m. On a day that I'm usually pretty busy. I don't think I can come and cover it. But, you know, if you want to send me some photos or you know, some stuff after the fact, you know, maybe there's something we can do. Maybe I can call you and we can talk about how it went. But I can't be there. I can't guarantee I can be there. And I said to her, I was like, is this something that you want, you know, discussed in advance? And she said, absolutely. She said, I can come on the radio and let people know that they have this planned and that they have the support of the school to do this. And as she said, I asked her, you know, what kind of numbers are you expecting? And she said, well, just based on who I've talked to, I would say 30 to 40 people. The problem is, this is going to be on June 18th. There's not a lot of students left in school. So as kids are taking finals and, you know, wrapping up, and the seniors have already left, and, you know, there's not a lot of kids left in school. So, you know, it's not going to be a massive amount of kids that are walking out. But they're doing this in support of wanting the school committee to pass the school safe zone resolution. Because as she told me, and her name is Frederica, they want to make sure that the school department is doing everything they can to protect immigrant students. So this is going to happen on Wednesday at noon. And I said, you know, are you hearing from any faculty that faculty might join you in this? Because there was faculty that was in support of this resolution. And she said that, you know, she's heard from some of them in a positive way, but like, I don't think anybody's committed from a faculty perspective of saying, yes, we'll walk out with you on Wednesday. But you're going to hear for the next week or so all of the adults that say, you know, kids should be in the classroom. They shouldn't be letting kids walk out over political issues. Your ass belongs at your desk. You're going to hear that. And isn't this the kind of student that you want to have? Don't you want to have a politically active and engaged 11th grader? Somebody who, when they turn 18 the next year and is able to vote, is informed and engaged in the issues of the community? Just because you don't like their stance on it. You know, I don't like what young Republicans stand for, but I like the fact that there are people who get involved with it. I like the fact that there are kids 17, 18 years old who are already politically conscious. Because you need people to be engaged to accurately gauge what people feel about issues. If there's only a certain voting block that goes out and votes, it doesn't benefit everybody else, you know? Who's the biggest block of voters? The elderly, right? Elderly folks vote often. They vote in every election. They have consistent voting records. And if that is the only group of people that are voting, then laws and people who get elected would be only the people that speak to that group's interests. And I'm not picking on that group. I'm just using them as an example as a large voting block, that everything would be reflective of what it is that they're looking for. So that's why you want to be able to engage as many young people as you can at a time when they haven't made determinations as to, you know, how they feel about things on a platform perspective. They might care about particular issues, but get them to be engaged and involved, and to realize that, yeah, it does matter what you do, whether you vote, whether you support causes, whether you protest, whether you donate. All of these things play a part in shaping your community. I mean, if kids were walking out every week over everything, you know, that's not good. That's disruptive. But when there's an effort like this, which is being done in a respectful manner and being done, as she said, you know, they're in communication with the school. It's not like they're all planning secretly. Hey, we're all going to. And that's the difference. You know, a walkout when I was in high school was usually not an organized political thing. It was more like everybody's going to walk out at 12 o'clock because, you know, we don't like the chicken nuggets they're serving in the cafeteria. You know, these are happening over real serious issues that affect these kids. And then you're also going to hear, well, it's the adults in their ear. It's the adults that are telling them all these things. They're brainwashing them, and they're indoctrinating them. And that's just not true. I guarantee you I've had more conversations with young people about these things than the people who are going to call into the radio or sit in this chair and tell you those things. And in my experience in talking to those kids, they are informed. They are distrustful of what adults tell them when it comes to these issues. That's the big thing, is they say, yeah, no, the adults have an agenda. For example, I'll just use this as an example. When the old Rochester School Committee wanted to ban those books in the schools, which they hadn't even read, they saw one photo, one drawing from one book, and made it, then they decided everything was obscene. But when that went down, nobody talked to the kids. Nobody asked the kids what they thought about it. And the kids who had actually read these books. And so I had the kids come in here and we did an interview with them. And it was profound, the thoughts that they had on it. and the insight that they had on it and how they were able to dispel some of the myths that were being thrown around. You know, not every 17-year-old is engaged to the level of you could have them come in on talk radio and have a conversation about an issue. And there are going to be kids that are going to get up and walk out just because everybody else is doing it and I get out of class for an hour. But that's not what this is about. It's about kids that honestly feel that they themselves and their classmates don't feel safe in this environment of what's going on. And they just want reassurances that they will be. And this isn't a riot. This isn't smashing windows and looting. This is a quiet, peaceful, orderly walkout, a protest, a demonstration. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be right back. All right. That got a little screwy. So we'll just skip the news, I guess. And it's time now to check in with Kelly over from Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They've got their big anniversary tasting happening tomorrow from 4 to 6. And she's going to join us to talk all about what we can expect. Good morning, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me on today.
Thanks for joining us. So we've got the big celebration happening tomorrow.
We do 4 years in business at the town of Fairhaven, and I think this is definitely we're on track for our best year. We're meeting so many great new people. It's just it's been a whirlwind, and we're really excited to celebrate and share our excitement with everybody.
So what's on tap for tomorrow?
So we have some great vendors. We have Hub Wine will be with us. And they will have a great new Irish whiskey as well as some new wines. We also have Sandra with a deal, and so we'll have some outstanding Portuguese wines with her. Quiver will be on hand, and I know you're very familiar with Quiver.
Oh, yeah.
Savannah will be joining us with their honey spirit and their new quince. It's not super new to us, but I know a lot of people have not had the chance to try that yet. Quahog Republic will be joining us, as well as Proclamation Craft Beer. And we are also expected to have Bob with Impex. And he has some great rums, Black Tot Rum, and he has a line of just outstanding gins. They're more herb forward. They're fantastic. And, you know, the ever-popular McLean's Nose will be on hand as well. And we're also going to have a little cupcake table just to celebrate with us, a little dessert table. And Stephanie will be with us as well. So it's going to be a great time. Oh, and Tom with Heavenly Spirits will be with us as well.
So it sounds like a really great group of people that'll be there hanging out, teaching people about some of the products that you offer, but also just kind of celebrating the fact that you're there and that you've been able to build this little community over the last 4 years.
Definitely. And we're also going to have, I almost forgot, how could I forget, door prizes and a prize wheel. So we've really collected some great little great prizes. So I'm really excited about that too.
And I was testing out that prize wheel. It works really well. So people are going to have fun spinning that.
Yes, it's going to be a great time. I'm so excited. And if I could also just squeeze in that we do have that Japanese whiskey education happening tonight as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And the time on that one is?
That one is from 5 to 7. It's primarily for our Rack House members, but if someone wanted to come and see, you know, what it is that the Rack House does, you know, the perks and benefits that they get, we're kind of opening it up to people who want to check it out, too.
Well, I might just see you over there tonight.
Fantastic. I will be there.
And I will definitely see you tomorrow.
That's so great. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you for joining us. And everybody can come out and party tomorrow, 4 to 6 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You as well. All right, we are... Okay, so I screwed up the news. We're just going to skip the news for 7:30. Sorry, Mike Roberts. That was my fault. I messed up the commercials. I messed up everything. But I got to get to what people really want, because they want to hear the Gen X Files and they want to try to win some ice cream with a free porch sampler from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. So it's time to get into it. Let's do it.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Snoochie Boochies, happy birthday to actor Jason Mewes, who turns 51 years old today. Best known as Jay, alongside his hetero life mate Silent Bob, in the Kevin Smith View Askewiverse films. He's appeared in many of those films over the years. Love That Chicken from Popeyes. On this date in 1972, fast food restaurant chain Popeyes was founded in Araby, Louisiana. On June 12, 1974, Little League Baseball Incorporated announced its decision to defer to the changing social climate and allow girls to play ball. The change came after the organization lost a series of lawsuits in the state of New Jersey and faced growing legal challenges in other states. In 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark was released in theaters, introducing the world to Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford would go on to play Indy four more times over the next 42 years.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
In 1987, U.S. President Ronald Reagan gave a speech at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, Germany, invoking the name of Soviet Premier Mikhail Gorbachev and telling him to tear down the Berlin Wall. 2 years later, the wall was demolished. In 1990, the world was introduced to the singular voice of Mariah Carey. Her self-titled debut album was released on this date, spawning five hit singles and reaching number one on the Billboard chart.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that. Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Can you believe these characters? Way out of line, way out of line. I have a good mind to go to the warden about this. You know what hurts the most is the lack of respect. You know? That's what hurts the most. Except for the other thing. That hurts the most. But the lack of respect hurts the second most.
And in 1998, one of the most underrated comedy films of all time was released on this date. Dirty Work, starring Norm Macdonald and directed by Bob Saget, hit theaters. The Revenge for Hire flick went on to become a cult classic and recently got a 4K release with previously unseen footage. That's the Gen X Files for June 12, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, and where you can win one for free right now if you know the answer to our Brain Freeze question of the week. With the release this week of Ballerina, the new film from the world of John Wick, and since we all know Keanu Reeves plays John Wick, what music video was MTV showing on this date back in 1991 that starred Keanu Reeves? The first person with the correct answer wins. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in to win. 508-996-0500. And what I'm going to do is I've got a caller on hold. I'll keep you on hold. And then that gives me four lines to take people that want to make a guess. And the correct answer, first with the correct answer, is going to win a porch sampler from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. What 1991 music video did Keanu Reeves star in? All right, let me take a break here, and we will be back in a few moments.
Conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov, dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
And welcome back in. Of course, that is Bare Naked Ladies with their song, Brian Wilson. And what are you doing on Saturday? I was looking at the weather. It looks like it's actually not going to be too bad. It said about 20% chance of rain for the morning hours. So that sounds like it's the perfect time to get out for the big event that's happening at Greater New Bedford Voc-Tech, a free touch-a-truck event. Sierra is going to be down there from 9 to 11. And during that time, you can get up close to emergency vehicles from New Bedford Fire, EMS, and police, and construction trucks and equipment. The New Bedford Mobile Library will also be on site. Plus, you can enjoy free ice cream for the whole family. And while Sierra is there, you can enter to win a family four-pack of tickets to Kids Bop in July. The Touch a Truck event is happening this Saturday at Greater New Bedford Voc-Tech from 9 to 11 a.m. thanks to United Way of Greater New Bedford. So get on out there and touch a truck or two or three. And I love Touch a Truck events because you get to actually like see the inside and some of the stuff you can sit in and take photos. And I used to love bringing my son down to those. Now, you know, it's funny because he was little. You got to pick him up and put him in the truck. Now he can pick me up and put me in the truck. So, this Saturday, 9 to 11, Greater New Bedford Voc-Tech. Head on down there. And you could also be winning those tickets to Kids Bop. All right. We did get a winner for our porch sampler giveaway, the brain freeze question of the week. That winner was Sean. Congratulations. You won a porch sampler from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. And the answer to the question, and I should have played that song coming back, but I had the Brian Wilson queued up already. The music video from 1991 that starred Keanu Reeves was Rush Rush by Paula Abdul. And as I said earlier, I went into Fun 107. I asked Michael Rock that question, thinking he would know it right off the top of his head. But he had to think about it for a while, and it took some hints to get there. So I guess it wasn't as big of a hit as I thought that it was, but it's one of my favorite Paula Abdul songs. The video itself was based on the movie Rebel Without a Cause. So you've got Keanu Reeves as kind of like the James Dean character, and Paula Abdul playing the girl that's in love with him. And they made it like a little mini movie. And at the time, Paula Abdul was everywhere on MTV. Huge. And that was the same summer that the Beach Boys came and played a 4th of July concert at Otis Air Force Base. They did a show there earlier in the day. Then they got on a helicopter and flew to Washington, D.C. to do their annual event in D.C. that they do on the 4th of July. I don't know if they still do, but they did then. And so they did this big free show at Otis, but you had to have tickets to get in. And we lived at the time in Forestdale, right by the gate to Otis, literally like one street away. And so all the cars were back down Snake Pond Road going right by our house. So my dad was like, let's go sell sodas and waters to people. And somebody offered him tickets. They had extra. And you only needed a ticket for the adults. Kids got in free. So the guy gave my dad two tickets and we rounded up the whole family. And we went in and saw John Cafferty and Beaver Brown were opening. So that was really cool to get to see them. And also, John Stamos was the drummer for the Beach Boys in the summer. And Paula Abdul was his girlfriend at the time. And so they were both there. And I got to meet the two of them, which was pretty cool. And I got a hug from Paula Abdul. And then years later, she was dating the guy that owns the Wines and More store in Wareham. And she used to come to some events, tasting events that they would do there, and in-store events. And I guess they're not together anymore. But anyway, long story short, Keanu Reeves was in Rush Rush with Paula Abdul. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. Brian Wilson, I can't remember if he was there when I saw them when I was a kid down at Washington Monument on the 4th of July. That was a cool show from what I remember. But I was very young when I went down to see it. And I worked that show at the Z also, which was kind of cool.
Oh, but, nice. Yeah. What year is that? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was like early 2000. It was before 2010, I think, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe around that time period.
Yeah, it was way back when. I guess, I don't know, people die. I heard he was a jerk, but, you know, we'll memorialize him differently than that. So, but on this No Kings thing on Saturday, I know the time span, it gives like 5 or 6 hours that the event is supposed to happen. Now, there are rumblings that it will move. So I'm wondering if, because you got your finger on the pulse of all that stuff, do you see it moving maybe up to City Hall, up Route 18, or?
No, I mean, so they did a similar one in Fairhaven. I forget when it was, what the actual date was, but I remember I was going over to Purchase Street Records because they had Ricky Rackman was there. So I went over there to meet him and to get the new All Sinners record. And so that protest was happening in front of Fairhaven High School. And when I went through that area probably, you know, 4 or 5 times over the course of 4 or 5 hours, and each time they were all kind of right in that spot. So yeah. I think it's going to be stationary. There's going to be one at Fairhaven High School here locally, and then there's going to be one at Hazelwood Park. So I think it'd be a lot for them to move to City Hall.
Right, but like I said, given the time frame, they said from 11 to 5 or something like that. I don't know if that would give them time. I mean, that time is irrelevant, I guess, as far as these rallies and protests go. Like we're seeing in Los Angeles, they're moving and they're orchestrated and they're on the phone and they're moving. So I'm just curious what your thoughts were on that, because I know the public safety building is right up the road, but that's really kind of a depressed area. So I don't know.
So in what I've seen of these protests, these No Kings protests that have happened, it's generally they had another one outside the Dartmouth Mall when we were doing our Hunger Heroes food drop. And so they do just stay stationary. People bring chairs so they can take a break, or they go over to their car. So I don't think they're interested in being on the move. I think it's more like, especially the reason why they're doing it in the park or on the Fairhaven High School lawn, is because it gives them a spot where, you know, they can kind of throw out a blanket and sit down and have a picnic and be with each other and all of that.
All right. I was just curious because, I mean,
let me just say this. It's not what you think that it is. And it's not going to be what you think that it is.
Oh, okay. I mean, there are rumblings. You know, people, there's a lot of braggadocio for this sort of stuff. You know, people say, yeah, it's going to be lit. We're going to go there. And, you know, the anarchists are going to show up. And then the socialists are going to show up. And we're going to show them.
It's mostly people that are like 50 plus.
Right. Yeah.
That's been who's there at the Dartmouth and Fairhaven ones that I saw.
Yeah. I mean, this one, it seems to me it's kind of a bigger day than just these pop-up rallies, like the one at Fairhaven High and the one at the mall. This is actually like a nationally orchestrated thing in a lot of cities across the country. It's supposed to happen.
Well, so are those they had other ones in other places on the same day.
Yeah. If I was a city in New Bedford, I'd be kind of watching out. You know, if you live near any of these areas, keep an eye out. Because there are going to be people hidden within that crowd. You might have a peaceful element, but you also have, like I said, the anarchists and the socialists.
Yeah, you know, people that live there, don't listen to him. He's just fear-mongering unnecessarily. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, until people start throwing rocks.
Well, are you going to go down there and throw rocks to start something?
No.
Then don't worry about it. It's not going to happen.
Well, you got to worry about public safety also.
I'm sure they will have plenty of public safety on hand. There were police officers at the other rallies that kept things nice and orderly, but there was no problems.
Except for where the National Guard had to come into Los Angeles.
That's different than what we're talking about here.
Okay. I mean, yeah, like I said, you've got your finger on the pulse of it, so.
That's the second time you said that. What do you think? I have some sort of connection?
Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. But, you know, I'm just curious.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Yeah, you too. I like every morning getting up and doing this show. I love coming in here and talking to all of you, but those phone calls make me wish I could just go back to bed. 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break here for the news coming up. Then we've got another hour we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Again, congratulations to Sean. He's getting that porch sampler. We'll do another trivia question next Thursday, our brain freeze question of the week, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. So what I'll do is I'll try to mix it up so that, you know, maybe some weeks it's music related, some weeks it's movie related, some weeks it's kind of what was in the news related for that time period. But